this year is a special Swiss Refuah Shalema for Sheingul Ahuva Basyal Rivka. It's a young girl who was just born. She's the niece of one of the alumni of the yeshiva, and they asked that we should all learn in Davin for her, so we have her name. And we all wish her that she should have Refuah Shalema. And we also like to have mind anyone from yeshiva that needs extra Refuah, they should also be well. Okay, we're on page Kuf Lamed Aleph. Rabbi said we are at the very end of the Sefer Chovas HaTalmidim. We're going to finish right now, Beis Hashem, Siyata Shemai, tonight the Sefer, and then we're going to get to start again from the beginning. What I'd like, I hope that we're going to have a hookup. There's been a request that the people should be able to hear the shir live in Chutz Laaretz, so we're going to try to work that out. That way we can have people joining us, that those that are here, those that aren't here. You know, every once in a while we've got a few people that are listening over here, so we're going to try to make that happen. So we're on right now on page Kuf Lamed Aleph in the new printing. In the old printing, and I'm probably the only one who has the old printing, so why am I telling you what page it's on, but I guess we just do that. Kuf Nun Vav. Does anyone have the old printing? If they don't have, yeah? No. Yeah, so we're speaking about the recipe for success, the formula for success. What do you need to have in order to be successful? And we spoke about there's a few certain things. Not one of them is God-given talent. Rather, what a person needs is he needs to have a strong ratzon, a strong will, a strong desire. He needs to have a strong hachlata, he has to have a strong decision, which means a commitment. Sometimes you have a strong desire, and then, you know, one morning you wake up and you're not feeling it right now, and then that's it, and then who knows what happens. But a person's committed to something, he makes a commitment, and even when he's not feeling it, he does it anyway. That's another thing you need to have. A third thing that you need to have is, as we mentioned, just like you can't do without ratzon, without asmada, achlata, you also can't do it without amuna gamba atzmai. A person has to believe in himself. Because even if you have a strong desire, if in the back of your head you keep telling yourself you're a failure, you can't do it, you're never going to be able to do it, so then it's never going to work. A person has to believe in himself, and a person's belief in himself will become a self-fulfilling prophecy of how great he's going to be, is how much he believes in himself. And then we spoke about the idea of a person has to understand that life is hard work. That's it. Everyone works hard, everything works hard. And if a person thinks that I'm not going to work hard, or he thinks that, you know, I'm going to do it whenever it feels good to me or whatever, so you might as well just leave now. This is what he says. Might as well just leave because you're not going to get anywhere anyway. Bekitzer, this was what he said in the end summation. Below yagia, without working hard, yefshel agia l'shum davar. You will get nowhere. Ubi yagia, and if you do work hard, efshel agia el koil. Everything you want through yagia. Rabbi said, I want to, and I know this sounds a little shocking, but I'm going to tell you now. If a person doesn't believe in this, I believe he's an apikoros. I think he's an apikoros. Because if anyone would tell me a Mishnah in Avos is wrong, then I tell him he's an apikoros. And the Mishnah in Avos is not wrong. And the Mishnah says, Yogata lo yimatzasa al tamin. Person says, I worked hard and I didn't work. It didn't happen. Didn't get there. It's not, I tried my hardest, and it just doesn't work. You are an apikoros. Because the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says it's not true. Yogata lo yimatzasa al tamin. Don't believe him. Don't believe it. It's apikorsis. Like he says here, biyegia efshu lahagia el koil. If you work hard, you can get everything. Now, you might think that that's called working hard. You might say, okay, maybe, guess what? Maybe you don't know what hard work means. What hard work means. Maybe you were talking about working hard. But if you did work hard, you for sure were successful. For sure. And the Mishnah says, lo yagato matzos al tamin. The person says, I got there without even working hard. It was a piece of cake. It was a cakewalk. Also, don't believe him. It's also not true. Adam la'amal yulad. We're here to work hard. That's what our life is about. You got to get ready to roll up your sleeves and get to work. Avol. However, he was speaking about before, about a person having such a hard time focusing and having a hard time concentrating. That's also a lot of, that's hard work. It's very hard work. Davening could be very hard work. Aval havi mistagel limshol al machshavei secha. A person has to try to habituate himself to be in control of his thoughts. Until he doesn't need that while he's davening, he could just be in that zone. And it's not a constant struggle between stay focused, stay focused, stay focused. You don't have to constantly doing that. He could just like be there. You should get to a point where you just get in that zone and your tefillah goes. Yeshnan harbe machshavos. Now he says something, Rabbi Yisai. Oh, so brilliant. Yeshnan harbe machshavos sha'oyev adam lachshavos. A lot of people have machshavos they enjoy. They're fun. Like when people are like talking about the good old days and they're remembering, you know, they're reminiscing and there's like those thoughts that like they just put a smile on your face. With a hasmid behem and you enjoy like having them constantly. Lo lishum tachlis. There's no purpose. You just, you know, kicking it back and thinking about, you know, those pleasant times. Right? Stam lishem tainog. It's just enjoyable. Everyone's got those types of feelings, those emotions, those thoughts. Kigoin. Machshava me'ezeh simcha. You remember we were at a chasana. You remember like I was doing that dance. And it was like, wow, you remember what happened? And you remember that? Asher ha'isaloi. Or mikaveh elav shetava elav. Or he's talking about, oh, wow, we're going to go. And it's going to be fun. And we're going to have a trip. And we're going to do this. And we're going to do that. And you're thinking about it. And you're planning it. And it's in your mind. You're having such a good time. You haven't even done it yet. But it's enjoyable anyway. Having a good time. What's the purpose? No purpose. You're just enjoying the thoughts. Be'emtza machshava shel oineg zu. While you're in the middle of having this machshava, in the middle of having this conversation, havetoicha isa bal karchacha, push it out of your head. Stop talking about it. Stop thinking about it. Ubirash, and like with a commotion. V'chashoy machshava acheres. Let's just start thinking about something else. Lo l'shum davar, not for any reason. Not for any reason. Rak kidei lehistagel limshal machshavei secha gam betfila v'avoda. Just that you should get yourself into the routine of getting control of your thoughts during tefillah and avoda. It's basically you're just torturing yourself. What are you doing? In the middle of having this great conversation, it's fun, a good time. Okay, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about the weather. Like, what? What? Yeah, that's it. We're not talking about that anymore. Done. But we're just at the good. No more. Just that you could get control of your mind. Practice controlling your brain. Because a lot of us don't have practice in that area. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shehakol nehiyeh b'chaim. Listen to this amazing thing. It's amazing. I mean, the Rebbe figured this out years and years before, but in 1960, in Columbia University, they did the following experiment. It was called the Marshmallow Experiment. It was someone by the name of Dr. Walter Mischel, and he did the following thing. He had a kid in the room, and he said there was a nice, plump marshmallow on the table. He said to him, "You can have the marshmallow, but if you wait until I get back, then you could have two marshmallows." And then he leaves. And the kid's sitting there with the marshmallow. Now, some kids didn't take very long. They just ate it right away. Like, you know, forget it. It's like one in the hand is worth two in the bush. That's it, I'm eating it. I'm done. They ate it right away. They had obviously a video camera watching them. The other kids, he's waiting there. He's looking at he's touching the marshmallow. You know, it's wild just to forget it. And they saw how long the person was able to push off eating the marshmallow. What you could call is deferred gratification. How long he's able to defer gratification. And what Dr. Mischel realized is that statistically, the more you're able to defer your gratification, the more successful you'll be in school, the more successful you'll be with friends, the more successful you'll be in every area of life, if you are able to control yourself. If you could just learn to control yourself. So you're doing it with a marshmallow right here, but what it's about is being in control. And if a person can control himself, so then he knows how to interact with people better because he has more self-control. And he knows better when it's time to study or it's time to go up and hang with friends. I got to study, so I have to defer gratification till later when I want to do well on this test. But if a person can't defer, it's like, I'm going to have a good time now or I'm going to have a good time later. Which one should I do? Let's just have fun now. You know, that doesn't work. the more you're capable of deferring gratification, the more successful you'll be. So you person needs to give himself the tools to be able to have that type of experience. So he says, the Rebbe says, listen, just defer your thoughts. Defer your thoughts. Right now, I'm enjoying that thought right now. We'll do that later. Well, what do you mean? We're thinking about that later. Now we're thinking about something else. Why? Because I'm in control of my thoughts. I can defer that. I'll push that off. We'll think about that later. All of a sudden, Shemoneh Esrei, every single thing that ever happened or is going to happen to you, you have to think about right now. It's like right there in your head. It's like, oh, wow. Why did I ever think about that before? It's like, because now Shemoneh Esrei, that's why. But if you a person knows has deferred gratification, then he can defer that. He's capable of pushing it off. And a person who learns endurance, so then he learns how to live through that struggle of where it's not there yet. And he has to keep holding on. And that's part of what Klal Yisrael got in Mitzrayim. We got tremendous amount of endurance. And we were there, and we were being beaten, and we were being punished, and we were being enslaved. And Klal Yisrael just held on, and they held on. And the truth is, Chazal says, the Nashim Tzidkaniyos, because the men were ready to give up, but the women kept saying, just hold on a little longer. And they did it. And they kept on holding on. And tremendous endurance we had. And it's the same thing with, we're waiting in this galus. How could you keep waiting every day? Because I have that type of strength of character. That I'm going to keep pushing, even though I'm waiting for something, I'm waiting for it. And I don't need the instant gratification. I can defer. I can push that off. I have the endurance to push through this. That's what a person has to learn. Those are the work ethic that a person needs in order to be able to be successful in his davening, in his learning, in all these things. There's a famous story about the Stipler Gaon, a very important story. The Stipler Gaon he lived in Russia, and he was actually part of the Russian army. You didn't have a choice. You were inscripted in the army. He was part of the army. And he had to do watch. He was there on patrol, and he was standing at guard duty. And they only had one coat. It was in the Russian, freezing Russian winter. They only had one coat, and they'd pass it from guard to guard. So the guard that was before him actually, I guess, left a few seconds before him, a few minutes, and he left the coat hanging on the tree. And the Stipler Gaon came, and it was his turn to do guard duty, and he's standing there, and the coat's for him. Obviously, it's freezing cold. You're standing outside doing guard duty. You need a coat, but it's Shabbos. And the coat's hanging on the tree. Now, the tree is Muktzah. Okay, I mean, if it's freezing cold, it's still winter, I mean, give me a break. You can, it's Sakonas Nefashas, so you can get pneumonia, you die. And anyway, it's only Derabanan Muktzah on a tree. So, it's okay. So the Stipler said, it's okay, I could do five minutes without the coat. Let me push it off for 5 minutes. Nothing's going to happen. 5 minutes in the cold. I can do that. And he stood guard duty for 5 minutes in the freezing cold without a coat. In the winter. In Russia. And then he said, you know what? I can do another 5 minutes. And you know how the story ends, right? Another 5 minutes. He spent the whole night, didn't touch the coat. So now that's extreme for us. But what we can do is, I can do another 5 minutes in the base measures right now. I don't need a break right now. I can do another 5 minutes. And then I could probably do another 5 minutes. I don't need a break right now. And then before you know it, you never know. You might never take a break for the rest of your life.
Oh, man.
But that's what a person has to teach himself. He has to teach himself to defer his gratification. He has to teach himself to be able to control his thoughts. And if you teach yourself how to control your thoughts, it's not only during Shemoneh Esrei, when a person's working on it, so then it works. There's such a thing as called meditation. Now, we're not going to get into all of the spooky meditation and all the stuff. There's dangerous medication, black meditation, and all different types of things. We're not talking about that. I spoke to Rabbi Yaakov Hillel about it. He said, all this meditation is getting you and bringing you to dark places. Don't do it. But there's a concept called focus. Control your mind. That you can do. Try to think about something for an extended period of time. You don't have practice in it because the screens nowadays, the stimulation, the way that they keep cutting from scene to scene, everything like that, it's so fast that you don't even focus on one thing for a few seconds. But an idea of just looking at something for a long time and focusing on it. It's also a type of meditation. Meditation just means really controlling your mind, controlling your thoughts. Tefillah is really meditation. in a different form. That's the good meditation. But a person has to learn, teach himself how to control his thoughts. Zechor al tishkach, shetomid, loy titapel b'dechiyos, machashavos, loy toivos bilvad. Remember this, don't forget. Shouldn't be busy the whole time, trying to get bad thoughts out of your head. Okay, I can't think about that, it's during Shemoneh Esrei. I can't think about that, it's during Shema. I can't think about that, it's during davening. Can't be busy the whole time pushing thoughts out of your head. Ki lo yallecha harbe mizeh, you're not going to get much out of that. It's like a person's holding his breath the whole time. Ragam b'hischazkus eiza machshava toiva. Think about something good to think about. If a person would be thinking about the Shema during Shema, and he's like engaged in the Shema, you know, nothing else is going to get into his mind because he's thinking about that. Think about machshava toiva ushkios ahavascha, and try to be to have the depth of your ahava v'hisoyres yiroscha and the inspiration of his awe of Hashem v'chol machshavoisecha v'davar shel kedusha, and all of your machshavos should be in thoughts of holiness. V'al yedei zeh machshava loy toiva me'atzmoy titche. Person whose mind is enraptured with good thoughts, so then he's not going to, all these other thoughts aren't going to come in. It's just not going to get in there, because my mind is captured, and I'm engaged. You cannot push away the darkness unless you have light. So bring some light into your life. Bring a little light into your life, and then the darkness just kind of like disappears, because my mind is engaged. If it's difficult for you to have kavana, and this is how he ends the sefer, and I think he's talking to us, because in our generation we have a very hard time with concentration. It's a very big challenge for us. If you have a hard time having focus, and even during tefillah, it's hard for you. So many bilbulim, so many confusions you have in your head, and it's so hard just to focus, to concentrate, to direct your thoughts. Person's pushing to get somewhere. He wants to get to the Beis HaMikdash. It shouldn't be so hard for us to imagine if you've ever been at the Kaisel on Chol HaMoed. Even though usually the pushing is on the way back, but on the way there also, you're trying to get there. And you're pushing. Because you want to get. But over here, you're not just getting to the outer walls. You're getting into the Beis HaMikdash. You're getting to see, to mamish, to have a presence, an audience with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gam bepoil mamish, and even bepoil mamish. Listen to this. Ki ish adoy chekes atzmo. You're pushing yourself. Havim amitz es gufcha, and you have to try to like hold yourself strong. Your body, evirecho v'gidecho, all of your limbs, all of your sinews. Va'aves ponecho kavei tzukshoiv. Even your face, you should scrunch up while you're davening and think derech kulam el Hashem. I gotta get takodesh brochu. I gotta get through. Because God Hashem, I have to be strong to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubelvad, shelo tishamish esmoichacha lesamtzus leskavtzus gufcha. Sometimes people are so busy with, you know, what they're doing with their body, then their mind is like busy with, I'm clenching my hands, I'm gritting my teeth, I'm squinching my face, I'm closing my eyes, and then you're not even thinking about the words. Like, this is just supposed to be the outside, right? Your mind should not be there. Your mind doesn't have to be there, right? When a person is focused on getting somewhere, see, he's not focused on, you know, on his body, but he's moving constantly. I got to get there. And he's pushing away all the things that are getting in his way. And that's the way you're supposed to be. And if a person needs to do this while he's davening in the Shemoneh Esrei, he needs to clench his hands really strong, because I got to stay focused. You can do that. And he needs to close his eyes very tightly. He can do that. And all these things are there to create focus. It's not that you should be thinking about that. Create focus. I have to zone in. I have a mission. I have a target. I need to get to Hashem. I need to connect with Hashem. Because that's what kavanah is. It's connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rak gufcho yischazek, ma'asher yischazek u'moichecho b'machshavosay al Hashem. Your body should be strong, however, your body, it's almost subconscious. But your mind and your thoughts are in Hashem, yischazek. U'bepoil mamish, targish, iskarvus ha'machshavo kavon el kedusha. And mamish, feel like you're getting closer to Hashem. Feel like, put yourself in that zone. Imagine for a moment. It's an unbelievable thing that you won't see in many places, but the Piasetzner writes about it. B'nei Machshava Toiva, show it to you inside. When you're davening, you can imagine that there's a throne there, and you're standing in front of that throne. A lot of people say that's dangerous things to do, because you start thinking of Hashem as a body and Hashem as a form, and don't do that. So he explains how to do it, but the point is, you imagine yourself as you're doing it. When you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach, when you take those three steps forward, you're going in, you're going, yeah. Imagine yourself, I'm going in right now. And then you're there, and you have to strengthen yourself. And here I am, I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I push through. And all of the machshavas fall apart. They fall aside. And then you establish a connection. However, Im Yogata Lahamid. If you tried all of this stuff, it doesn't work. I've tried everything. And if you were stubborn, and you tried to get your mind, your thoughts deeper into Kedusha, and it didn't work, now we need another Eitzah. Have a roye bishazu eschelek nafshecha bimoroim. I would say we're right now at the end of the rope because we've tried everything. So now it's come time for drastic measures. Roye bishazu eschelek nafshecha bimoroim. You have to see at this moment. Your nefesh is in Shemayim. It's running away. There's so many things following it. Malchei Chavolo, angels of destruction. V'chayos Torfois, and there's chayos are also like demons that are there to tear you apart. Ayumos, scary. You're being chased by dangerous angels and scary demons are chasing you. El Sharei Gan Eden, and they're chasing you. You're running towards the gates of Gan Eden. If you know you get in there, you're going to be safe. But they're running after you. He Ratza, you're running. Ve'im Roit V'nachareha, and they're running after you. Zenoi Shechlo, this one's biting it. V'ze Shoveris Letzem, it's breaking its bones. V'ze Mapil, this one's knocking it down. V'ze Susemis La'adech, it's blocking its path. Umigoidel apachad, umigoldel pir pureha, from the tremendous fear, and from what your heart is shuddering. Zoyekes anefesh, zaoko gedoylo umara, the nefesh screams out, a very big and bitter scream, Ona shematileinu! I voice, you could do this in the base medrash during davening. If you're in a very, very desperate situation. A person does that, okay? Could you imagine that we're all sitting there, right? And all of a sudden, one guy goes, Oh, no, Shabbat Zilano! We're all going to be, whoa, what's going on? You know, like in Shtiblach, try that in Shtiblach, you know what I mean? So he says, you know what? That's what they all do. All the Malachi Chavod are like, whoa. I think we ought to leave this guy alone. He's got issues. And then all of a sudden, everyone's left you alone, and that's it. You're in. You're in. That's all you have to do. You're in. Ona Hashem Atzileinu v'Korveinu. Let's. I'll try to explain. Hashemayim v'Oretz Mizdazim. The Shemayim and Oretz, they shake. Shari Gan Eden Mizdazim. The gates of Gan Eden, they're shaking. V'af Hamoin Hafroyim. Even everything that's trying to get in your way, everything gets stunned. Everything stands in its place. Like, even the things trying to get in your way, they're like, whoa. V'hi al Gan Eden Baruch Hu. You launch straight into Gan Eden. We say this, when a person is at that type of stage where he feels that he has no hope, he feels and he wants so badly to get there, and he's able to express, he doesn't even have to say the words Ana Hashem Atzileinu, but if he does that, he just screams, and it's and it went from that place so deep down in his neshama, then everything that's going to get in your way stops. Nothing can stop you anymore. You have to be that frustrated. You have to care that much. If a person does that, now you don't even have to scream, really, right? So there are those, the Chassidei Breslau, they go to forests and they practice this. They do this. They just, but they don't say Anashan, they say, Oy vey tata! You can hear them if you go to Har Nof. You hear them. They're out there in the forest doing this a lot. But what they're trying to do is they're really trying to get to something very deep down. And if you listen carefully, sometimes you could hear there's a very holy Jew that sits in the front of the Beis Medrash on the other side of the Aron Kodesh. Sometimes he also does it. It's very soft. That's all it is. But he does it too. And that oy just pushes away all the things that are in your way, because oy, I want this so badly. I really want to daven. It's so hard for me. If a person can do that, kmo chelak nafshecho b'moroim, ken gam b'chelkecho b'kirbecho min hamoin machshevoy satorfos tefachet. Just like up there, you have all these angels, these dangerous angels, these demons. Everyone's trying to tear you apart and trying to like get a bite of you and pull you and knock you down. It's the same thing down here. All these machshavas that are coming into your head, what do they think they're doing? They're trying to knock you off course. They're trying to get you away. You're trying to establish a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they keep on getting in the way. And I'm just trying to focus. And there's always these different things. And it's just, I feel like I'm overwhelmed. And I just feel like there's all these different machshavas. All they are, they're demons. They're your demons. And if you just scream them away, and you can scream them away inside of you, you don't have, no one else has to hear it. But just get out of here. Get out of here. And then they're gone. And then you could keep davening. Vashem tzaoka gedoyla umesu seres bekerav libecha. Scream to Hashem, a big scream, mesu seres, but hidden. Bekerav libecha, inside of your heart. Nafshecha titzak. Heim tamoidna. They'll just stand. They'll be like, well, they'll step back. Va'ata el tvilo kedoysha tiskarev. And then you'll be able to get close to have a genuine tefillah. Amen. The Mashgiach Shlita mentioned something in the Shmuz that is very, very powerful and should be very empowering. We all have had tefillahs. That the tefillah wasn't perfect. It's the hardest thing nowadays. It's brought down. I saw, as I was learning before davening, before the Shomer Tefillah of our learning, the hardest thing nowadays is to have kavanah during tefillah. We all have these tefillahs that we've said, and the fact that we say it, it's mamish like a korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that we're willing to put in the time and to daven, it's that itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has tremendous nachas ruach. But the tefillah itself, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preserving it. It's locked up. It never came lefnei kisei hakavod because it's got too many pegamim. It has too many flaws. How do you unlock that tefillah? Now, Rabbi say we have tens of hundreds of them because of all the tefillahs from when we're 13 years old that had these flaws. They're just being held there. They're held because Baruch has a place holding all your tefillahs. They're in a bank. He brought from the Sefer Shari Oira, Kabbalistic Sefer. He says a person does one real good tefillah. One real good tefillah. And all of your tefillahs, they all go in. They go on its shoulders, on its back. So if we could just manage one full tefillah, and I know it's a lot, doesn't sound like a lot, but it's a lot. But if we could do that, we could say, okay, I'm going to come to davening. I'm going to come on early, not on time. I'm going to come early, get myself in the zone. I'm going to say Pesukei Dezimra. I'm going to try to say every word. I'm going to try to get myself, and then I'm going to do Shemoneh Esrei, and I'm going to try to have Kavana for Shemoneh Esrei. Then all of your tefillos that you've been saying for the past, who knows how many years, all of them, they go rushing into Shemayim. That's what a person can accomplish. It's work. And it takes a person that's to really want it. Rotzayin, strong desire. But if we really want it and we work hard, we're guaranteed to be successful. Rabbi said we have managed to finish the Sefer Chovas Talmidim. Those of us that don't. I can't tell you, does anyone here when we started? How long ago was that, you know?
I don't know, it's only rounds.
How many, you don't remember when we started? Anyone else here when we started? You hear when we started? How long ago? And after Sukkot? So that means that I finished the Sefer around 5-6 times, Baruch Hashem, and I'm very excited about doing it again. I'm looking forward to it. So this is a siyum. Every accomplishment, anything completion is considered to be a siyum. So we brought Hashem zechet to be mesayim the sefer of the piyasetzna. One of the piyasetzna's big thing is that people should always be happy. They should always be the simcha. So I would like to just sing a song with you if we could.
Give me your love.
beginning. Right?
Any more?
We had a little time.